This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Chefs, 24 culinary showdowns for 24 hours straight. Which chef will outcook, outpace, outlast the competition?
No chef
escapes the clock.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing, Sunday night at 8. See it first on Food Network. Stream next day on Max.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
3, 2.
Brunson, walk-up three-pointer, he got it!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Finds Beasley with one, he dropped it out of bounds!
Norman Powell, big-time shot! He's got 24, Clippers up 9.
Today's guests, actor Corey Stoll, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, director and producer Ashley Underwood, plus your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We've got not one, not two, but three in-studio guests. It's going to be a fun day. The head coach, our neighbor from across the way of the Los Angeles Chargers. It has been, I think, 9 years since Jim Harbaugh physically appeared on the Rich Eisen Show in our studio.
Really?
That's going to happen in hour number two of this program.
I know.
And lots to talk about, as you know, with my coach from Team 144, national champion, University of Michigan Wolverines, and then he plussed up the Chargers to 11 wins in his first season as HC across the street. He will be here in studio hour number two, and then because, you know, we love being all over the map. A new pickleball documentary called Dreambreaker, a pickleball story. The producer, Ashley Underwood, will be here in hour number three. She is a hoot. I've seen the documentary. It is awesome. It's on Max. She'll be here in studio hour three. First up is the actor Corey Stoll, who's been on this program before, talking in advance of The Many Saints of Newark. Remember the?
Oh, that's right.
That was the.
Didn't he play Uncle Junior?
He played the young Uncle June,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In that Sopranos exactly. Prequel. He was strolling the streets of New York on the phone last time he was on this program, but he's going to be here in studio, and I can confirm after talking with him in the back. We will rename this show the Handsome Bald Men with Gray Beards Show. You're not in that one. We're part of the brotherhood together.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a gray beard.
No, just at one point, the two shot, you might be confused as to who's who.
I love it.
I'm gonna try and draft off his handsomeness.
Let's go, man.
That's an hour number one.
Let's go.
In 20 minutes time. Good to see you over there, Christopher.
Hey,
how are
Rich.
You got a good What's
Happy
More Likely?
Friday.
All
What's More Likely? Ready to go. You want me to say hello to everyone now
that's fine. You don't have to front load the hello.
Okay.
That's coming up in an hour's time. Good to see you over there, Jay Felly.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, Rich? I'm great.
Shocking. We didn't get a full week of Del Tufo.
Yeah, he did say that he was going to be here and that you didn't know he was going to be here. And lo and behold, you're here.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? At some point, we've got to stop invoking Del Tufo when Jay Felly shows up here. You know what I mean?
I know, but Mike made it about him working a full week. And we were like, no, you're not going to do it.
You know, at some
that was never scheduled.
At some point, it, you know, back in the 1920s. Somebody had to stop. Oh, there's Wally Pipp's replacement. When's Wally coming back? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Hold
at
on.
Some point, we stop.
Yep,
the Yankee fans stop saying, when's Lou Gehrig coming? When's Lou Gehrig going to go?
I'm going to check.
And when's Wally coming back?
Log. Let's see when they stop saying.
No. You have to look at when Lou Gehrig started, you know.
Yeah, well, 1923. I'm just going to look how he started.
Hello, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
I mean, I got game 7 coming. So
I was about to ask you, can you tell me the name of the Los Angeles winter sports teams that still are playing right now, well, having a game left in their seasons after the Los Angeles Kings got basically swept out by the Edmonton Oilers after taking a 2-0 lead in their best of 7 round one series. My apologies to you, Jay Felly, to bring up the bad Los Angeles Kings hockey news from last night.
That hurt a little bit. I'm done with hockey.
So winter sports, there's hockey.
Yes.
And then there's the NBA.
Yes, that's
so Los Angeles-based teams.
Yes, sir.
Well, that would be the Kings.
Yes.
And they're out. And then there's the Lakers.
They're down the street from us.
Yeah, and they're gone.
And so who's still playing right now?
That would leave just this guy.
The Los Angeles Clippers.
What I do, baby.
Kawhi Leonard. Or should we say more appropriately, Norm Powell.
I mean, look, I was on Norm Powell yesterday. He had to show up.
He was on one.
He had to.
Last night. Everybody did. Bogdanovich showed up. Harden showed up.
Harden played 46 out of the 48 minutes. And by the end of it, he looked like he played 86 of the 48.
Well, yeah, that's my worry going into a game seven.
Stop worrying. Stop it.
I have to.
Stop it.
I'm a Clippers fan. That's all we know is distress.
Okay. So we've set the table.
What it do, baby?
Let's start the show with the breaking news that just came out of San Antonio via Shams Charania's megaphone. Shams reporting for ESPN and its family of networks that Greg Popovich will no longer be the coach of the San Antonio Spurs and that he's going to go full-time into the role of team president. The, as he refers to him appropriately, iconic Popovich, Hall of Famer, the all-time winningest coach in NBA history. He is no longer going to be the coach. And as we all know, the idea of Greg Popovich, known belovedly in the NBA circles and Spurs circles as Pop, would be the head coach to shepherd Victor Wembanyama into his greatness after he did such for Tim Duncan and this franchise with the Admiral in a 29-year stretch for Greg Popovich. Wow. It was known as, around the NBA circles, what's meant to be, right? It was meant to, you know, obviously many other NBA franchises would be like, what do you mean meant to be? We would have loved to have Wembanyama. But when the Spurs wound up, it's just like, oh, yeah,
makes sense.
Here we go again.
Yep.
And who better to shepherd this brilliant, what looked to appear to be unicorn, monstrously large man who can shoot threes, bring the ball up, play defense. Who better to show the ropes of the NBA than to this young man than Popovich? But it's only going to be 1 year for Greg with Victor Wembanyama. As we all know, the man who's been with this team since taking over as the interim in December of 1996 for Bob Hill, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
After the Spurs won only 3 of their first 18 games and went 3-15, let's go to the bench and give Greg Popovich the role. And everyone knew him as an assistant to Larry Brown. And then he had a brief stint under, you know, the great coach Nelson, Don Nelson, with Golden State. And he took over the team.
And Rich, I'm old enough to remember when people were like, who's Popovich? He's the GM. Like, how's he's? I can remember there was like pushback at that time.
Of course. And then they wound up, as you know, not performing very well under Popovich that season to finish up and wound up with the number one overall pick and took Tim Duncan, yada, 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 22 consecutive playoff seasons later. At least 50 games in 18 straight of those years. And 5 championships. The man's in the Hall of Fame. And as we all know, he suffered a stroke that caused him to sit out this year, or at least hope that he could come back at some point this year after suffering a mild stroke on November 2nd. And then, as Shams pointed out in his article, on February 27th, he had an emotional meeting with the Spurs saying that he didn't think he'd be returning to the coaching role this season, aiming for next season. A medical incident on April 15th at a local San Antonio restaurant caused a scare, but everybody said he'd been feeling much better and had been quite present at the team facility throughout the rest of this campaign, in which the Spurs made a bold move for De'Aaron Fox at the trade deadline and have seemingly set things up for the future for Popovich to return, but it's not going to happen. And I'll just say this. I mean, what he has meant to the Spurs franchise, what he has meant to basketball as a whole, as we know, he's been the head coach of the U.S. men's national basketball team. And for the Tokyo Olympics, where the U.S. won its fourth consecutive gold medal, he got a five-year contract extension in 23, which made us all think that it was just going to continue on into a fourth decade on the bench for the San Antonio Spurs. But what he has meant and the other coaches he has set up for success and the other players that he has affected and whose lives he has changed, and also his voice. The guy, as you know, suffered no fools ever. His chit-chats in-game with sideline reporters are the stuff of legend, but a very, again, from everybody who's known him, warm man, red wine lover, but a guy who will use his platform to talk about things other than basketball and talk about life, democracy, this country, what it should stand for, and just damning all the torpedoes and running out of F's to give. His voice in that role will be missed. And I do hope he is, in fact, well enough to be the full-time president of this team and continue on in a capacity that does affect wins and losses more in the wins column for the San Antonio Spurs. So just wanted to say that. And wish the Spurs organization the best of luck as, you know, they move into the draft lottery again with Wembanyama hopefully coming back healthy. And then there's the idea of what they're going to do at the coaching spot. And I'm sure that will be addressed sooner rather than later. Anybody in the San Antonio area, as we know some people down there who call into the show. We're happy to take your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on this program, as I mentioned last night, the Clippers moved on. Knicks moved on as well. Another tight one. Hey, listen, tip the cap to the Detroit Pistons.
Yep.
That team is going to be very tough to deal with in the future.
Yeah, that's a fun, young team. You feel like they're maybe a year or two too early. Like,
they arrived earlier than expected.
Yeah, they arrived a little bit earlier, and so in a couple years, they're going to be so formidable. But, you know, it's funny. They had kind of a weird ending like the Bucks did the other night, where ball went right through Malik Beasley's hands. He would have had an open look to maybe tie the game, but obviously the story of this game was just Jalen Brunson, his awesomeness, his clutch abilities. And now the Knicks move on.
40 points, including a three, in which he dispatched his defender and in very Brian Russell type way. Where you're
he crossed him hard.
I don't think there was much of a push, man.
I don't think so.
It was a hard plant.
Well,
like
I'm
a
just
Barry
talking
Sanders.
about dispatching your defender with a move.
But you automatically think of a push off when you say that.
Michael Jordan didn't push off. How dare you?
I'm not saying he did. I'm saying that's where your mind goes, though.
Okay, but it did. Like defender's right there. Suddenly, defender's no longer within your area code, and you've got a wide open shot that you jar because you are as clutch as they come.
The most clutch, apparently.
And, well, that's what Stephen A. on First Take said. He's the most clutch shooter still remaining in the playoff.
And there's stats to back it up.
And the stats
again,
to back it up.
Everyone forgets about Jason Tatum. It's fine.
Most clutch shooter, at least in that very moment. And it's why he has renewed my love for the Knicks. He has... Very few human beings could ever make me forget about James Dolan.
You were out.
Oh, I was very out.
Yeah, you couldn't
even
see it.
Yes, to the point where, you know, I'll cover my face walking into Madison Square Garden just so I could not get ejected.
Right.
You know, I know they do. They facially recognize their patrons.
And you were on the list, Dolan, I promise you that.
Oh, man, when I walked into the Sphere, even for the U2 concert, I was nervous. You know, but I am who I am, and Brunson is who he is, and he's one of my, I never thought anybody would either A, make me forget Dolan and renew my love for the New York Knicks, or B, even make me consider Bernard King is no longer my favorite Knick of all time.
And that's where you're at?
That's where I am at.
Wow.
You know, and this is a guy who, if I'm not mistaken, once beat the Michigan Wolverines and made me very miserable.
You take that personally.
On a night in which I could have been the happiest Michigan Wolverine around. And he's something else, this kid. He is truly remarkable. Yeah. And this was him after the game about his game-winning shot.
Just found a way to create some separation. Shot it a little earlier than I wanted to, but I mean, Asar is just a great defender, man. And just the fact that I got that much space, I had to shoot it right there. Happy to ball one in.
He's referring to Asar Thompson, who's been terrific.
Tremendous defender.
Yeah, he's
terrific on him.
Hey, man, the Pistons have some really long, long defenders, which is, the secret to Oklahoma City's sauce as well. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do, right? Certainly in this perimeter game, you got to have people who can defend the perimeter and then defend the rim and make clutch shots. And the Pistons have got all that.
Yeah, it's coming.
The Knicks survived, moved on. And Coach Thibodeau is happy to have Jalen Brunson, to say the least.
Jalen shot, what can you say? You know, timely. You know, he's at his best when his best is needed. He's done it all year. And I think that's what makes him so special. And, you know, and we talk about, you know, all the intangibles, that it's his makeup. And oftentimes, you know, that's where mistakes, I think, are made in the draft and things like that. And it's easy to see, like, how many points a guy scores or what physical tools are. But when you look at the mental tools, that's everything.
You know, obviously we're all focused on who the Mavericks let go in the past year. That one, you know, as you know, is left at the feet of the Mavericks front office and ownership. I mean, do you think they would wave a wand and keep Brunson? Like, what would that sliding door look like?
They had both guys.
Right? What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think, what would that look like right now if Brunson was still a Mav?
I don't know.
Doing what he's doing right now.
I don't know if it would work because
I don't know if he would have gotten the opportunity to have.
That's what I mean, because Luka's so ball dominant, Brunson's ball dominant as well. I just don't know how that would have worked out. Obviously, the Mavs would have never gotten Kyrie Irving.
Of course.
Who knows if they acquired
Thompson. That's what I'm saying. That's the sliding door, man.
Yeah, so.
That's the sliding door.
It's worked out for both teams, not the Luka trade.
Oh, my God.
It's
worked out for both teams. Yeah. This guy is the king of New York.
Yeah.
I mean, if you made a top five list of most famous, beloved New York athletes right now.
We have to hit up Ben Lyons about this, Brockman. I want to know.
What do you need Ben Lyons for? I'm sitting right here. Yeah, what do you need Ben Lyons for?
You live here. He's in the heart of the city. He's walking them New York streets
every day.
What are
you talking about?
He's feeling it. He's feeling what's going on.
It's like, how dare you? It would be like, you know what? I need somebody to tell me who the most famous people in Altoona are.
I don't live there no more. I don't know what's going on. I know what happens at Christmas. Okay.
Well, let's call some guy who lives in New York.
I didn't mean to offend you by that.
I'm offended by it. It
wasn't my intention this time.
Well, too bad. You've done it. Honestly, you name a top five list of most beloved New York athletes right now.
Juan Soto, obviously.
It's a Mets town. Forget it.
I mean,
by the way, do you see some moron wore a Pete Alonso Mets away jersey to front row of game five?
What's wrong with that?
It's his town.
What are you
first
wearing a Mets
foremost
jersey to a Knicks game for?
Why not?
I would say the same thing.
If the same color scheme.
It's the color scheme. It works.
Whatever.
I don't know why that pissed you off so much.
It did.
Apparently, he's Mr. New York, Chris, and everything runs through Rich.
The only polar bear in Madison Square Garden is with the circus.
Listen.
I don't get your anger at that.
All right. Beloved athletes, widely beloved athletes in New York City.
Juan Soto.
Well, Judge clearly.
Aaron Judge.
Judge is number one.
Judge nationwide.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Judge he's Captain America, which means he's Captain New York. All right. Soto.
Well, that's the world.
But wait, Juan Soto, wait till May to hit his first home runs in Queens. So give me a break.
He
I know they're great. You're doing great. You got the best
Justin
record
Timberlake
in baseball.
Fan. He said it's going to be May.
Pal. He just
doing great.
He just hit his first home runs in front of his home fans, his new home fans.
That was so dismissive. You're doing great. Right,
yeah, we got the best record. Your hatred's running deep today, man. Corey Stoll's in the green room watching this.
Oh, screw it. It's Jalen Brunson, and it's Aaron Judge, and it's yada and yada and yada.
Pete Alonso's on there. Don't trip.
Pete Alonso's on there more than Soto.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe, but man.
Somebody was wearing an Alonso Mets away jersey in the front row of Madison Square Garden where Warner the Mets don't play.
Hey, it's my favorite player, so.
Who else? I mean, it's not a Jet or a Giant right now, right?
Why not?
It would have been Saquon, but he left.
Sauce is up there, maybe? People love Sauce.
People love Sauce.
Really, in New York City? I guess.
That's dismissive.
I don't know.
The man who you spoke to existence.
I don't know. Ask Ben Lyons.
He would know.
Wait, neighbors?
Oh, I know. He'd probably name Sabrina Ionescu.
Oh, he definitely would.
Chris Kreider, the Rangers.
Rangers?
By the way, you could put her on that list, by the way.
I'm not joking. That was dead serious.
Messier, does he still play?
Okay, this guy.
Bruno Sammartino.
All right. You guys ruined it.
You just got mad over nothing.
You guys just ruined it. This whole, I was ready to bring it home and tie it up because that's what I do for a living, and you just ruined it.
Your hate towards Juan Soto is
no hate.
He ain't done nothing to you.
No, you know what? You know what would make me hate him less? If you paid me to do it, because that's the currency, literally and figuratively, that he understands. Well, so pay me to like him.
Are you doing this show for free? Or because?
Very good. Stop ruining it. All right, Corey Stoll sitting in our green room saying, do I really want to join this?
I heard Liz just said he left. Sorry.
Oh, my God. The Better Sister is going to premiere later on this month. Elizabeth Banks, who's in the show, is going to be appearing on later on this month as well. Jessica Biel is in it, and Corey Stoll as well. Jim Harbaugh in hour number two.
Nice.
We got that starter's jacket that from Green Bay that Desmond signed. We'll have Jim sign.
Love it.
Yeah. And Ashley Underwood, his new fun documentary, Dreambreaker, A Pickleball Story, is streaming right now on Max.
You still playing?
I've taken a little hiatus from it.
Okay.
But I should play it a little bit more. All right, now we'll take a break. Okay, thank you very much. Corey Stoll, everybody. Come on out here on Rich Eisen Show. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. If you're like me, and I bet you are, there's a kid in your household, for me, it's my daughter, that's always screaming, Dad, There's a bug. Dad, is that a bug? If there is, get rid of that bug. Dad, that bug is still here. Dad. Happens all the time. Guess what? Not anymore. Thanks to Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control. Same products the pros use at a quarter of the cost. The kit they make, it's so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Again, Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control. Take care of those kids and those bugs. And it's kid-friendly and pet-friendly. It's awesome. Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. If the bugs don't go away, they'll give you a full refund. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, right on the Roku Sports Channel. The radio audience will rejoin us in just a couple of minutes. So it's the first of two times I welcome in one of the stars of The Better Sister on Prime Video later on this month. Corey Stoll is here on the program. Good to see you, man. How are you?
Very good. Very
round
good.
A round of applause for you. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, you called in the last time or the other time that you were on this program in advance of the great Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark. So it's good to actually see you here in person.
Yeah, you too. You were talking about this earlier. There's all these bald men.
Yes, we are.
With nice graying beards.
Attaboy, take your hat off, Jay.
Really comfortable here.
There you go. Yeah. See, look at us.
That's right. Safe space.
All right, welcome to the Handsome Bald Men Show. Here we go. Let's take a look at The Better Sister. Again, you are playing the husband of Jessica Biel and the brother-in-law of Elizabeth Banks in this film, in this TV show, correct? And here you are in confession.
Okay.
And?
It's all spoilers. Sorry.
It is all spoilers.
I can't tell you.
It's kind of crazy. It is all spoilers.
The whole show is spoilers.
Well, thanks for coming on.
I can tell you, there's a show. There's going to be a great opening credit sequence.
Oh, my gosh. Corey Stoll is here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just saw a clip for our radio audience. Just rejoined us on the Roku side of things of The Better Sister. And so I will give you the floor on what. Because you just said everything is spoilers, and I don't want to, you know, step on any toes here. Certainly, since we're a couple weeks in advance of this appearing in everybody's spot on Prime Video, I'll give you the floor on what the show is about.
Well, I think you know, sort of how you set it up is as much as I can say. Let's see,
where you play a husband, you're a lawyer, right?
Yes.
We get that. We got that. Right.
And all I can say. Mm-hmm. That I am dead in the pilot in the first episode.
Oh.
I am a bloody corpse.
Okay.
I do come back. I am not just in the first episode. It's there are a lot of flashbacks.
Okay, good.
And everyone is a suspect. You know, it's one of those shows where it's just nice. It's just so twisty. It's so compelling. Just, you know, it's what, 8 episodes. You're going to watch it all in a weekend.
So we're binging it.
Yeah.
We can binge it. So it's definitely. All it all
There's
comes
no
out.
Choice but to binge it. You can't not watch the next episode.
Got to love stuff like that.
It's like one
that.
Of those shows. Yeah.
It's as soon as it starts ticking on the credits, you're just hitting the button. You're off to the next
one
thing.
More.
So everybody's a suspect. Everybody. Mm-hmm. We're wondering all the way to the end.
And everybody is beautiful, and it's beautifully shot in New York and out in the Hamptons.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And then. Because again, you know, it's very rare we have somebody come on and say, "Oh, I'm a dead man. Please watch." You know, like that's an interesting take, Corey.
It's kind of my specialty. I've died a lot.
Well, I mean, Billions is a kind of a different story.
I didn't die in that one. I didn't die in that one.
And I talked with you about it the last time. I mean, other than being a handsome bald man, you and I have something in common. I appeared in one episode of Billions. That was the fight episode.
Uh-huh.
Where
with Dollar Bill.
With Dollar Bill and Mafee.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Kelly O'Coin literally had his ribs broken in that. Am I informing you of something?
I didn't realize. Yes. I wasn't on the show yet.
This was pre.
I'm surprised you didn't tell me that.
There you go. That's it right there. Yeah.
Nice.
Dan Soder on the right.
Yeah.
Broke Kelly O'Coin's ribs in the first take of that scene.
Oh, my God.
That actually happened.
And then he kept going. And he shot kept, the rest
I
of it.
I mean, he's Dollar Bill, man.
What a champ.
What a champ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to look at, you know, Koppelman and Levine and say, I'm tapping out of this scene. Certainly. Right. I mean, it was quite ornate as well. What was that experience like for you, shooting billions?
It was, well, it, you know, I was shooting it over COVID. So it was like a very, it started off, you know, the show was a well-oiled right. machine.
Yes.
I was sort of came on as the, you know, the antagonist of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, had this really great ending scene where I take over.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to stop that season midway. And there was a whole other year before we came back after COVID.
That's right.
And then we were, you know, all masked up and everything like that. So it was, there was a lot of, you know, adversity in that first season and a half. But it was also, you felt so taken care of because you know, you'd get your script and it'd be like one amazing speech after it.
Right.
You know,
I mean, just like, about to say, like when you get the words on the page from these two brilliant writers.
Yeah.
And you can, I imagine, as an actor, look at that, say, okay, I can grab a fork and a knife and dig straight into this thing.
Definitely. And I think, and in the first like few episodes, I thought, okay, I'll learn my lines and then sort of, you know, show up and do it. And it wasn't good enough. Like you need to have that language deep in your bones so mm-hmm. you can just completely throw it away because it's just, you know, all this incredible dialogue. And so, you know, after I sort of realized the sort of level of verbal dexterity that everybody on that set had, I sort of upped my game with that. And then it was such, it's like doing theater where it's just, you know, the words so well, and you can just really lean on that
mm-hmm.
and let the dialogue be front and center.
Certainly since the people with whom you were acting, I mean, Paul Giamatti, you, the two of you guys had some real corkers, man.
Yeah.
On that program. And, you know, I imagine it must be one of those sort of moments where, you know, you're coming to work and a game must be brought.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, I didn't get as many scenes with him as I would have liked, mm-hmm. you know? It's like when you're playing tennis with somebody who's better than you, you get better.
I don't know about that. I mean, listen, I don't play too much tennis, so, you know, but I understand what you're saying.
That's like the one sport that I know anything about on the show.
Yeah. No, that's fine. So you're a tennis player?
I mean, I.
So, but you watch tennis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rich, ask Corey.
I'm about to. I think, okay, I play some tennis, so you understand this.
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm going to do this. I've done this before.
I understand.
I think I could get 1 point off of Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay. Good for you. I don't.
You don't?
No.
How good are you? How good are you?
I couldn't either.
You couldn't?
No.
Come
no
on.
No way. What is it, like 125 mile an hour serve?
Yes,
like,
but I mean, you know, it can make it sound worse with kilometers.
If I got 1,000 serves and I just blindly swung, one of them might get over the back of the net. But then he would just, you know,
Corey,
hit it right over and I would
Corey,
be.
Corey, think about it here. Think about it here. You know what a mentally taxing game tennis is, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Where you could see some of the greats of all time have trouble closing out a set. Closing out a match, right? You tell Carlos Alcaraz, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how many Wimbledons he has or whatever, you tell him you cannot lose 1 point today.
That'll get in his head.
And, mm-hmm. okay, double faults, mishitting something.
All right.
One, like, you know what I mean? It just, and it builds.
Right.
And it builds.
I could do like a crazy dance behind the
on top
baseline.
Of it, you start messing with him. Which, you know, we've just kind of met in person here.
Yeah.
Okay. I would do, and then also, I found out, did you know that if you hit your opponent with your serve on the fly, it's your point? Do you know that about tennis? If you hit Carlos Alcaraz and it hits him on the fly, it's your point. That is a rule of tennis.
I still don't think I could hit him. You get out of the way.
So if I dink and I dink and I dink and I dink on my serve, and he's, you know, clearly he will be as close right up to that,
mm-hmm.
to the box as you possibly can be. And then I hit him just with a bullet.
Yeah.
I take my one shot. I'm just saying.
You know, I think you have a point.
Thank you.
If you manage to get this, you know, set up,
yes,
I would love to take that bet.
For him, you'd bet
on
him.
Yes, totally against you. $10,000.
Oh,
blink of an eye.
Probably to win $1.
Oh my God! Yeah. Suddenly we're back at billions here, yeah. Like on Bobby Axelrod or something. Come on. So okay, yeah, we're going. I've been talking about this for some time, which is why my guys are like, "You're not going to go there with Corey Stoll, are you?" And the answer is yes. I just did. So you don't think you could, at all?
No, you don't think you could.
Well, I don't know. Did you see? I mean, you know,
crazier things.
The double fault thing.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
Yeah. That,
right?
That yeah.
Right.
I don't think that really counts though. Is that really getting a point against him?
Yeah, because you know why? Because he understands at some point I can cover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can cover some of these.
I mean you could do a lot of things, yeah. You could just take your pants off. That would probably distract him.
I could.
Yeah.
He wouldn't.
It depends
about
on
that.
How willing you are to humiliate yourself in order to humiliate him.
Have you picked up what I've been putting down for the last 5 minutes?
Whatever it takes.
Do you want to answer that question yourself right now? Fantastic. Again, everybody's going to get ready for the new show, The Better Sister, Jessica Biel, Elizabeth Banks, all 8 episodes, and you, Corey Stoll, on Prime Video, Thursday, May 29th. Make a note of all of that. How did you get started in acting? How did that happen for you?
How did I get started? I was in fifth grade.
Yes.
We were doing a school play, and I didn't want to audition. I thought actors were, you know, show offs.
Okay.
And that wasn't me. I was above that.
Okay.
And
you were above that.
Yeah, oh yeah. I was a writer. You know,
too
and
cool for school.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then I did they had everybody do like a little improvisation, and I pretended I was somebody dying in the desert of thirst and got a big laugh from the whole fifth grade class. And
a big laugh.
Big laugh. What's, yeah. Well, I just, you know, played up just like a really dramatic death.
Man, the youth
really,
of America
really hammed it up.
Okay.
And and I've been hooked ever since.
So what was your big break then? What was the big break that for your career?
I would say Midnight in Paris.
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
How did you get on that radar screen for that?
I was doing a play on Broadway, View from the Bridge, that Scarlett Johansson was in.
Right.
And he came to see her and support her. And I remember I told her, I was like, I know you'll have a lot of really cool people coming to see the show, but that's the one person I'd love to meet. And then I heard that he had come and he didn't come backstage. And I was like, oh, okay, I missed a chance.
Sort of like Guffman, you were waiting for.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. But then like a few weeks later, I saw him again in the front row. And I said, oh, that's weird, he's back. And the next day I got the call that he wanted me to come in and read for
Midnight in Paris.
Yeah.
And then you made it there. First time I ever saw you on my screen was when I was curious about this place that I was sending my DVDs back and forth to in the mail, why Netflix was doing a television show for the first time.
Right.
And House of Cards, that was it. It's kind of crazy when you think what that show did at Netflix and what Netflix is today. I'm trying to say that you're a factor, Corey Stoll.
You should let Reed Hastings know that. You know, just
Sarandos, just
a few thousand shares.
So,
you know, I think I deserve a little bump.
When you first heard that, like, hey, Netflix is doing a TV show, you must have been like, okay, let me see what this is.
It was the provenance of the creators was
correct.
So great. I mean, you know, Fincher was directing,
right?
And
right.
You know, Spacey, it was a different time,
of course, understood.
Yeah, no, so, and, you know, and Robin Wright, and so it was clearly a great project, but nobody knew if anybody was going to watch it.
Did you ever see the British version?
Did you ever watch that? Yeah.
I did as well, based off of watching, you know, your version of House of Cards. That was wild. Like, that British version is even darker, one would think, than the American version,
which is
saying a lot. Well, I mean, I guess nobody pushed anybody in front of a train. Spoiler alert. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't spoil your show, but I can spoil one from like 12 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's pretty amazing what Netflix has become off of that sort of thing. You know. So before I let you go, what one last thing do you want people to know about the show that's coming up on on Prime Video, your show, right?
I mean, I just think the two stars, I think Jessica Biel and Elizabeth Banks, are just extraordinary in this. They have such incredible chemistry. You know, I think that relationship that the sisters have is unique and really powerful and so full of love and history and resentment and I think they're really just a great pair, and I think people are going to really love seeing them together.
All right, so everybody check out The Better Sister, a new original series coming to Prime Video, which you can see right here on Roku. That's coming up on May 29th, and you will be hearing from me, sir, when I get a point.
I will.
Okay. When I get a point, I swear, we have talked with people who can make this happen. We haven't been able to make it happen yet.
Yeah.
And I might
regret this bet.
Well, the reason why I don't think it's happened is because he doesn't want any of this smoke, is what I'm saying. You know, the pressure would be on. What do I care if I lose, you know, six love?
Yeah.
You know, over and over again. It would probably be a two setter. That's probably what he wouldn't want to sit there and try and win three sets of points, because why would he want to try that?
I think, though, certainly if you're goal is to tire him out and to increase your chances of him double faulting, you'd want to do a full three sets.
I will go stamina for stamina with Carlos Alcaraz any day of the week.
Who knows? So maybe you go five sets.
That means I definitely get more points.
Exactly. Who knows?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you saw it at Indian Wells. He didn't win. So maybe it's a Southern California thing. I do it here. It's a home game.
Let's get like a blow dart or something.
That's what my guys will be there for. Yeah. He'll be like, wait a minute. Jeez, this guy can't serve. He just hit me on a fly. Wait a minute. I just lost. Everybody, again, check out The Better Sister again on Prime Video on May 29th. Great to see you, Corey Stoll, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. We will be back with your phone calls and so much more. Andrew Bogish with a sports update. Thanks, man.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Are you telling me the week in which the, one would say, rivalry and hatred building up between your character, Dollar Bill Stern, and that of the actor Dan Soder, Mephee, happens the week that your favorite basketball team, the Blazers, plays his in the Nuggets in the playoffs? Are you saying that actually did work out between the sports and billions gods, Kelly O'Coin?
Shockingly, it worked out between the gods. It's incredible. He and I have been talking about this rivalry for years, and We have a bet going back and forth with a $20 bill, and essentially it's been even. Just handing it back and forth.
Well, I guess kind of like the fight on Billions. it's a draw. Or a double. Well, there can't be a double loss like there was. I mean, that scene was unbelievable to finally see piece together after it was shot over, my God, an entire calendar day in New York City. That was unbelievable, Kelly.
It was interesting to see how, it was really fun to see how they told the story because we shot for so long.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone else was talking about how funny you guys were, but we couldn't hear it. So it was just us being exhausted, you know, and me, I told you, I got I broke my rib on the first take of the first shot of the day.
Now, I can't believe that. Are you
serious? It's crazy. We rehearsed that thing for, we choreographed the hell out of it and we rehearsed it for a month. We had it down. But then, you know, you get in front of the cameras, they're actually rolling, and 300 extras, the adrenaline gets going, and he tagged me, and I thought, that's not good. But it didn't really, it wasn't agonizing until the next day. So, you know, I'd love to be able to say I pulled a canter and pulled through excruciating pain.
No,
it wasn't that bad until the next day.
Because I couldn't tell at all. I mean, nobody.
That's great.
I couldn't tell at all. Were you medicating yourself throughout the day, Kelly?
I had a lot of ibuprofen, and there was a medic on the set who sort of felt it. People kept telling me, Dante Wilder, who was in my corner, was like, no, I don't think it's broken. He wouldn't be able to move right now. And then afterwards, I thought, well, his threshold of pain is probably a little higher than mine. But there was a medic on set who felt around, and she was like she felt this little ka-chunking, and she was like, you know, that's not good.
Mm. So you asked Deontay Wilder for, you know, he doesn't play a doctor, he's not one on TV, but clearly he is somebody who might have been injured in a ring at some point in his life. You, Kelly O'Coin, asked him for just a little bit of a diagnosis on the spot?
I think I was just like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, it might be broken. And he just, you know, he didn't say it's not. I think he just said, nah, I don't think so.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for our entire archive. Corey Stoll is just leaving our studio. I believe Jim Harbaugh's walking into it, which makes me delighted.
How about that?
Absolutely delighted that he's back here on the program. We did a cold open with the last time he was here.
We did.
Yes. Yeah. Where I have my two degrees that are in the green room of Michigan and Northwestern. We had him. We brought him out here. And
right.
The original idea was he would make me take the Northwestern one off the wall and put it in a trash can. But he refused to put a college degree in a garbage can. He said that was a bad image. He would never want to have any degree in the garbage can. So he made me take it off the wall and put it on the floor. And we did that because we followed Jim's lead. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting on the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jimmy in San Antonio, we knew you would call in today on the day that we find out that Greg Popovich will no longer be the winningest coach in the history of the NBA, will no longer be the coach of the San Antonio Spurs at the age of 76, meaning he's coached his last game. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing well. ¿Qué pasó, hermanos?
How's everything going down in that city, sir?
Well, shout out to the Maserati Mold King.
yeah, well done.
Hey, what up, Jimmy?
Maserati Mold King. I think that's going to stick.
That's good.
Like mold, it might stick. So.
That's good.
Well, Adam Chudwick can confirm. Yesterday, I called him and told him that Pop wasn't coaching anymore.
Wow.
I just had little birdies in my ear. And, okay, Brockman, we talked about this before. Pop was starting to fall in that Belichick realm of being around. And the town, everyone wants him healthy. But it was time to go. I think he made the right call. Yeah. And we can't thank him enough. Of course, it's been said for years that anyone could coach the big three of Manu, Tony, and Tim and win. But Pop did it. I don't know. I can't think of the correct adjective, not effortlessly, but he did it well. And he let the players play and reined them in when needed be. He treated everyone equally. Nobody got treated differently. So he's a coach for the ages. I don't think anyone will ever beat his coaching record just because coaches don't last anymore, right?
Certainly. I mean, 29 years in the role, Jimmy. 29 years. We'll never see that again.
Who's going to do 22 years of consecutive playoff appearances?
I don't know. Or 18 years of 50 wins in 29. So, I mean, that's unheard of. I don't think we will. I mean, how many world champion head coaches of the last 5 years have lost their jobs, right? Coach Budenholzer from the Popovich coaching trees lost. He's been fired twice.
His coaching tree is very big, obviously.
Right.
And he was also the first NBA coach to take off world champion on the banner for the NBA title. He didn't put world champion on any of the Spurs title banners. People forget that. But the coaching rumors, if Sharania needs any help on, you know, getting the...
No, it's Mitch like Johnson. I think they've just announced that Mitch Johnson, the interim,
so
is not going to be the full-time.
The interim tag lifted,
he
right?
did indeed. Yes, sir. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other two that are still in the mix... Becky Hammond is still in the mix, and the other one is Manu's name has been coming up around circles in town that he would eventually be a coach for the Spurs if Mr. Johnson, who I think has done a phenomenal job under the circumstances, would also be thrown into the mix. So we're obviously in flux, but we have back-to-back Rookie of the Year. We've got D-Fox, and... maybe Giannis would like to.
There he goes.
Oh, you saw that coming?
No, I mean, what? And then so, just because why? You know, Wembanyama and Giannis together, that the Spurs can at least change the lights with two guys. You know, one on top of the other. If there's a light goes out on the roof of the dome, you know, that'd be kind of crazy.
I was thinking because Giannis has been carrying the Milwaukee franchise for so long that he wouldn't mind coming down and not having to do the heavy lifting anymore.
There you go. Jimmy, thanks for the Jimmy in San Antonio, the Rich Eisen Show favorite.
Hey, Jimmy.
And regular in San Antonio correspondent. We just turned him into our correspondent. For Mother's Day, Aura Frames, we have them at home. We've got one. And you know what? I'm going to give one to Mom. This just then. I'm going to give one to my mother for Mother's Day. Spoiler alert, 10 days from now or 9 days from now. Get ready, folks. The technology is amazing. You can take photographs off your phone, send it into the Aura Frame over and over and over again. So new pictures, something, hey, that happened yesterday, send it right to the Aura Frame and your mom will be able to show it off. Look at your family. Look at you with her. It's awesome. And she gets to see more of you. Aura's got a great deal in time for Mother's Day as well. For a limited time, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off plus free shipping on their best-selling Carver mat frame. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code of Rich. Support the station by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Jim Harbaugh's in our green room. When we come back, though, we'll have a what's more likely, right? And the man who once upon a time introduced your son to run the 40-yard dash at Run Rich Run.
At least 20 times?
At least 20 times. Oh, look.
Hey, it's just back.
Needs no introduction. Jim Harbaugh will come on. He hasn't seen you since that day.
Well, we ran into him at the Brady Roast.
Oh, that's right. He was at the Brady Roast.
He was. Yeah, he was.
That's right. Oh, Cage's dad is back here again.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I've got a fun top five list as well. Top five teams to turn it around, just like Jim Harbaugh did with the Chargers. Coming up, still here on the program.
I like that.
Yep.
I only care about one team being on that list, but that's fine.
Spoiler alert, your team is
on that list. Wow, some respect finally for a New England team.
Oh, I thought you were referring to I don't even know. I couldn't even. Because all your teams are so good. You still piss me off, man. And another thing.
Dang, man.
And imagine, another thing.
And another thing, Vonnegut.
I'm actually trying to make you mad then. You know?
I'm so mad. I forgot what I'm mad at you about.
I was talking about the guy who had boots on the ground, who was out running the New York streets, who was eating the pretzels and the warm nuts.
Let me tell you something. I haven't spoken to Ben Lyons in a while.
That's my man. We talk all the time.
I would proffer to say one way you cannot describe him is running them New York streets.
See, you don't know, man. Okay. Running them. I don't mean he's physically like 50, but he's in the street. He's outside. As Jadakiss
walking. Walking?
See, you don't get it. You don't
angrily get it. Hitting that button to make the light change so he can cross Madison Avenue.
See, Chris, that whole versus battle would have been different had Richmond here than
not
it was
Madison Avenue
that time.
Whatever gentrified Brooklyn street he's on.
He's not gentrified, man. He's a man of the people. I've been in there with him.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Walking around New York with Ben.
What do you mean? You were running them New York streets with Ben Lyons in the Mets? Was it a Mets town yet or wasn't a Mets town yet?
When wasn't it, to be honest with you?
When wasn't it? How about
at your boy.
How about Rich, I'll be up in Jamaica, Queens when I go to New York.
A Clipper fan in Los Angeles telling me the Mets run New York City.
I didn't tell you that. Juan Soto told you that.
Okay. Why are you staying out of it?
Because he knows I'm right. He don't want to go against
No, he won't look up. He can't even lock eyes.
I have nothing to add.
What do you mean I have nothing to add?
I don't care about New York. He's a Boston guy.
I'm excited about the Royals. The Royals have won 9 out of 10.
Nick Celtics.
Bobby Witt has a 21-game hitting streak.
Why are you excited
Aaron
about
Judge
that?
Because it's cool. Cool story. I love the hitting streak. I really would like to see, of all the records, I'd like to see that.
And we like Bobby Witt.
Be really challenged.
We do like Bobby Witt, Jr. It's the Rich Eisen Show favorite.
Judge is hitting .427.
He is.
Which is absolutely insane.
Yeah, he's in. It's May, by the way, and he plays every day.
His MVP odds, it's like he's minus 1,000 for AL MVP, which is a joke after 1 month.
Who's second?
Trout was second, but he's
got
now,
a little dinged up again.
He's got a bone bruise in that knee where he had surgery last year.
Oh my God!
Which is second, right
which
now.
Is really a bummer.
Who is
in average?
No, MVP. Bobby Witt second, Gunner, okay. And then Trout.
Very good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that update.
You got it.
Not bad for second place in the town. Jim Harbaugh coming up.
That'll be all right.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.